Spontaneous yet controlled, exuberant yet concerned, Philip Appleman bids the reader savor the now of life. This is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander, and I welcome you today to poetry by erstwhile IU professor of English. He taught here from 1955, Philip Appleman. Summer Love and Surf. Morning was hesitating when you swam at me through wave on wave of sheet and blanket, glowing like some dimly sighted flora at the bottom of the sea. Around your filmy hair, light was seeping in with water sounds, low growling in the distance, like dragons chained. After our small storm dwindled, we faced the rage outside, swells humping up far out and charging in to curl and pause and dash themselves to soapsuds on the stalk-legged pilings of our house. The roar was hoarser now. The wrecks of kelp were heaping food for flies, our long-nosed sandbirds staying close to dry land. Farther out, pelicans arched their wings in quick surprise and gulls screamed urgently. The call was there. We fought the breakers out and rode their fury back, triumphant and again triumphant, till at last, ears stuffed with brine and heads a-spin like aging boxes battered, we flopped face down on hot sand, smelling sun and salt and steaming skin. Your eyes were suddenly all sleep and love, there in the sun with seabirds calling. The sky goes metal at the end, water, grey and hostile, lashing out between the day and night. Plastic swans are threatened, deck chairs, yellow towels, barbecues stand naked to the peril, as if it were winter come by stealth. Still later in the lee of dark and warmth, we probe the ancient fear. At night the sea is safer under glass, the crude, wild thing half-tamed to shed its past. Galleons sent to 50 fathoms, mountains hacked to rubble, cities stripped. At night the sea, barbaric bellows stifled, sprawls outside the window, framed like a dark, unruly landscape. Behind us is a darker kind of dark. I watch your eyes for signals. The music makes a pause for prophecy. Tomorrow, offshore breezes and warmth to each other's warmth, we do not listen. A word to Socrates. Crito, we ought to offer a cock to Asclepius. And is death, then, old man, the purest idea of all, the cure for life? I have seen only one face return from that grey world you welcomed, a boy who, at the beach beyond your strange geography, a beach I guarded, slipped away and drowned. We dragged for him in the yellowing Sunday sun and caught him on our hook, snagged at the elbow. His hand broke water first and held there for a moment, reaching out of that clammy death to snatch at the low daylight, a reaching out that caught no life but mine who lost him. Old man, I would not since that hour exchange the song of one brown bird at sunset for the purest idea in all eternity. Kites on a windy day. Reply to a farewell. Were I to tell you how I know regret, it is like brown leaves blowing past wet window panes, or like torn kites in trees. But why should we mourn losses, small or great, those early sketches, metaphors for all that stings sweet into life? Let's praise the fall that made us brief, intact as circles, more than merely infinite. The play of kites is joy with strings attached, but let our flights be integral and sovereign as we soar above the ties our weakness clings to yet, secure as chains. We ride a fitful breeze where change is life and habit is disease. On The Poet's Weave, you've been listening to poems by Philip Appleman. I am Jenny Kander.